California's future is bright. Too bright. A paper published in the journal Science Advances predicts longer, hotter, and drier summers by the end of the century, along with wetter and warmer winter storms due to rising concentrations of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
The sort of characteristics of California's climate that we're already used to become, if you will, more pronounced or more extreme.
That's Dr. Daniel Swain, a climate scientist at UCLA, the National Center for Atmospheric Research and the Nature Conservancy of California, and one of the authors of the paper. According to the research, fluctuations between drought and wet years will become more pronounced. Fewer ordinary storms will drift inland from the Pacific, but atmospheric river events, long and narrow storms pulling moisture from near the equator, will grow more numerous, warmer, and more intense.
What we're saying in our paper here is that of the most intense atmospheric river storms that we see, those most extreme storms will become significantly more intense and bring a lot more water.
Overall, Swain sees these stronger storms as having 20 to 30% more moisture, making up for the precipitation lost from fewer, weaker storms. California's net amount of rain should be roughly the same. The devil, though, is in the details. Atmospheric rivers will grow 3 to 5 degrees warmer than today. That means more high elevation rain and more of California's precious winter snowpack washing into creeks and rivers too soon, leaving little to replenish reservoirs by summer. It also means changes for dam operators.
Essentially, the increase in runoff and flood risk during these midwinter storm events is going to mean that to maintain adequate safety margins in these large pieces of water infrastructure like dams, the dams can't be as full.
That could upend how California manages water supplies. Swain said a possible solution would restore parts of the valley to floodplain, enabling floodwaters to percolate into the earth and refill depleted aquifers. Other key findings suggest downpours would grow 30 to 50% heavier, increasing the risk of mudslides, and that storms would also be less confined to the western slope of the Sierra, and that the valley, eastern slope, and areas currently in rain-shadowed valleys could see as much as 50% more rain. None of this is set in stone, Swain said, but changing course will require a global effort.
There's still time to turn the ship. We can't avoid all of the bad outcomes, but there may still be the difference between a glancing blow and hitting the iceberg head on.
For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.